Blog Talk Radio.
Of the Black Girl Nerds podcast. My name is Jamie. I am your host. Tonight's episode is about black cosplayers. Yay! So those of you guys that are listening, yay! Hopefully you guys are all dressed up. And if you are dressed up, then tweet us your picture during the podcast. I'll make sure to go ahead and retweet you for everybody to see. Our chat room is open, so you guys are more than welcome to jump into the chat room and talk with other cosplayers and other blurreds alike. And also, you can reach us via phone or Twitter. So if you want to call us tonight, the number to call is 347-237-4616. And if you want to tweet us, use the hashtag BGNPodcast. We'll make sure we address your comments and questions on the air. Our co-hosts tonight are Brittany, LaTanya, and Angelique. And before we get started on introducing our guests, just want to make a couple of announcements. There's been a bit of a shift with the Black Girl Nerds podcast. So as you know, currently our podcast airs every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, that will change effective June 9th. So if you guys are used to listening to us at that time frame, we will be changing it to Sunday nights at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So definitely, you know, bookmark that, write that down, take notes. I'll make sure to put out social media plugs about the new time. But, you know, my day job, unfortunately, has forced me to work nights on Monday, so we have to do a little shift with the podcast on that date. But hopefully that'll be a good time for everybody to listen in. And if you can't listen in live, you know, you always have the option of downloading our podcasts. You can also use iTunes to listen to our podcasts. And tomorrow night, we will still air our podcast on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. via Urban Soul Radio. So that's www.urbansoulradio.fm. And if you have not bookmarked this website, please do ASAP, www.shethrives, that's shethrives.com. It's a new publishing network for today's new black woman. So if you haven't gotten the opportunity to check out that site, highly encourage you to do so. Black Girl Nerds is represented on that site, as well as five other female bloggers that talk about a myriad of issues from health and wellness to hair, beauty, relationships, politics. So definitely check that out when you get the opportunity. All right, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is throw over my virtual mic to our co-hosts. If you guys can introduce yourselves, starting with Brittany, LaTanya, and Angelique. And also go ahead and give out your social networking shout-outs and websites and blogs.
All right, my name is Brittany. I've been married for 2 years. I have a 2-year-old daughter. Also, you can find me on Twitter at naturalgirl89. I also have a Tumblr blog that's the woes and woes of a natural girl.
Hey, it's LaTanya. I have a blog, which is sprinklesreviews.com. All my social media is, like, right on my blog, so it's, like, the easiest way to find me on Twitter and Facebook and so forth. I'm also a Black Girl Nerds contributor, yay, and I also write for Afropunk, and that's about it.
Should I go next? Okay. Hi, I'm Camila. I am a blog at girlgonegeekblog.com, and you can find me on Twitter at girl_gone_geek, and that's the same for Instagram. You can find me on Facebook at Girl Gone Geek Blog as well, and blog about geeky things that I'm obsessed about.
And it's fantastic.
John Speak. Obviously, I can't find mute buttons on phones. I am a digital advocacy person and a contributor to Black Girl Nerds. You can find me at Angelique Roche on Twitter and AngeliqueRoche.com.
Awesome. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce our guests tonight. One of them looks like she's not on the line just yet. So we have Chelsea and Jamila. Chelsea is the creator of Tumblr blog Cosplaying While Black. It is the only blog that exclusively provides photos and content of Black cosplayers. Jamila is the creator of Girl Gone Geek. She grew up with comics, anime, video games, sci-fi, and fantasy in her home. In 2010, she launched Girl Gone Geek, in which she writes about her many obsessions, opinions, and passions, and she works for a social media agency. And Shaka, she's not on yet, but just to give an introduction to Shaka Cumberbatch, she is a freelance journalist, anime brand manager, and superhero cosplayer based in Dallas-Fort Worth, a girl detective to the core. She's always hunting down her next story and her next costume. She writes for ExoJane.com, the MarySue.com, and NerdCaliber.com. Welcome, ladies, to the show.
Thanks.
Hi.
All right. So my first question is for Chelsea. I had stumbled onto your blog about a year ago, and I was just amazed at some of the images I was seeing. It was the first time that I actually saw a website that was solely dedicated to Black cosplayers, and I was one of those people that thought that we were an anomaly. I didn't know that there were so many of us that were out there. I only saw like maybe two or three in my lifetime. So your blog was definitely a breath of fresh air. Can you tell us what inspired you to start the Tumblr blog Cosplaying While Black and what motivated you to create it?
It was basically a lot of things. Like, it's part of 10.1. I guess you can say the major reason I started the blog is, like, usually when I was on Tumblr or any place, I didn't really see, like, a lot of black cosplayers or anything. Like, if there was a cosplay community, DeviantArt or Facebook or something, you really want to see, like, a lot of pictures of black cosplay. You probably might see a few, and if they are there, they'd probably be only cosplaying about 10 characters, so... to create a place where, like, black cosplayers can find ourselves and be inspired by, seeing how each other our cosplays and these things like that, and to be self-aware that it's not only like a white or Asian person, and then
okay. Now, just to let you know, we're having a little trouble hearing you, so if you don't mind speaking up, there's some background noise.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Well, yeah. Basically, I started the blog for, like, a cosplayer, because you really don't see any communities. And sorry. Background noise. Can you hear me?
Barely.
It's a little choppy. Like, every time you go to speak, it's like, chop, chop.
Yeah.
The signal coming from my side.
It's better now, because there was some background noise, so it's better now that it's gone.
Oh, okay. I don't know what it was on my side, I guess, because it's my... Anyway, third time try. I basically started the community just for us black cosplayers to, you know, have something dedicated to us. Since you don't really see any communities or clubs that really broadcast us as being good cosplayers or just show that we exist at all. Like, I have, like, what you said earlier about feeling like you didn't see a lot of black cosplayers, I've gotten a lot of email messages like that saying, like, oh, they didn't know that black people cosplay, or if they wanted to cosplay, they would tell their friends and be like, oh, no, black people don't do that. So that's basically, like, a lot of reasons why I started my Tumblr blog.
Well, I have a question about all of that. I really, really want to get into cosplay, like, really bad. But one of my friends, who is actually black as well,
she has the issue of a lot of nerd rage, where, like, she'll be like, I want to be Wonder Woman today, whatever. I just want to dress up as Wonder Woman. And people are like, Wonder Woman's not black. Like, what are you doing? So she gets, like, a lot of, like, angry nerds that just, like, attack her. But then she gets the opposite as well. Like, she gets people that are like, oh, this is cool. It's awesome. You know, you're doing your thing, whatever. So how do you feel about that whole side of it? Because that's kind of my fear, because I just want to dress up and feel awesome. Like, that's what I want to do. But I feel like you should. Like, the whole point is because it's fun and awesome. So it's almost like, you know, you're doing the thing to make, like, feel good, but then there's that one asshole that's just like, you know, like, you can't be that. Like, stop being that. So how do you feel about that?
I love pissing off that asshole. I like seeing a black person pisses off racist people, and I don't like, I like discomforting racist people, so, and so to me, I really don't care if they are bothered by it, that's their problem, they're going to have to handle it, I'm just going to go and continue cosplaying who I want. So that's my personal, I know it's not, like, easy for a lot of people to see it that way, and, you know, if you do feel that negative tension from people, or you try to feel, go to communities or fellow black cosplayers and discuss it with them so you can be, just surround yourself in a positive environment. Also report those people if they're really being harassing you, like be in a convention or on a website, because that's not cool. And I'm pretty sure most of them are good, so.
All right. Well, we actually got Chaka that's calling in right now, so I'm going to bring her through. Chaka, is that you?
That's me. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yeah, we can hear
you. Hi. Oh, my God. Okay. Huh? Hello?
Hey.
Okay, when you said, I'm like an hour, like, I thought this was starting an hour from now, basically.
Oh.
So I got on my Twitter and it was blowing up and it was like, turn in and listen to Princessology on the Black Girl Men's podcast. I was like, what the hell, y'all? It was like, I'm right here. Anyway, I'm here now. Sorry.
That's okay. Now, do you pronounce your name Chaka?
It's Chaka.
Chaka,
like
okay.
S-H. Right. Yeah, it's C-H, but it's pronounced like S-H.
Okay, all right. Well, now that I've got you on the line, I wanted to ask you this. You wrote this really great article. Someone actually had tweeted this to me about a few months ago, actually back in February when you wrote it, and the article was titled, I'm a Black Female Cosplayer and Some People Hate It. It sparked a lot of controversy, a lot of amens from the crowd, from blurbs everywhere. I wanted to know, what type of a response did you receive after that was published?
Oh, my gosh. It was, ever since the article was published, my life has been insane. Like, I wasn't expecting anywhere near that kind of response to it. I was just writing about my experiences. So I have a cosplay page, and I post my pictures on it, like a lot of us do. And I was just hanging out one day, and some guy just drops by my page, and it's like, hey, by the way, you know you're too black to be cosplaying, right? And usually you get that kind of thing on, like, everywhere but Facebook. Like, you're usually not bold enough to put it on your Facebook, but this guy was just flat out like, you don't belong here. And I was like, yeah, okay, I don't really care. But I was sitting there thinking about it, and it's so hard to deal with because the whole hobby is dressing up like a cartoon character. And so you wouldn't think it'd be this serious, but you go to different photo shoots and you get passed up. Like, people don't want a picture of the black Supergirl. They want a picture of the white Supergirl because she looks better than you. Like, they always look at you and they see your color first. And so it was always a thing that we talked about, you know, me and all the other black cosplayers. It was just something that you just took in stride. Like, that was a part of it. And I got to a point where I was like, this shouldn't be a part of it. This just shouldn't be something that we just deal with all the time. This should actually stop, you know? Like, why are we putting up with this? Why do I always have to be the black Sailor Venus or the black Sailor Moon or the black whatever? And so I just wrote about my experiences and put it on messaging because I read it, you know, it's one of the first sites I go to every morning. And within an hour, like, it went up at 8 o'clock that morning, and I got dressed, went to work. By the time I pulled up to work and turned on my computer, it had gone viral. It was all over the internet. I had friggin' media outlets calling my phone,
wow.
emailing me. Yeah, it went nuts. And just the response to it has been, it's been really mixed. A lot of people email me. I still get a good 5 to 10 emails a week. It slowed down. Before, it was like 25 to 30 a day, and now it's a good 5 to 10 a week. But people will write in, and they'll tell me things about how there's one guy who is he's a cross-dresser, and he was struggling with how to bring it up to his girlfriend and convince her to let him go to drag shows and do different things. And he was like, you know, I can identify a lot with what you have to deal with, feeling like you're always different, even in a hobby or a lifestyle that's supposed to be alternative. They still don't accept you. And just this past week, I got an email from a girl who told me that she found my article when she was online looking for ways to lighten her skin for a cosplay. And when she found it, she was like, I had no idea that I didn't have to look like that. I had no idea that I didn't have to be white in order to cosplay. I did not know. I literally had no idea that I could do whatever I wanted. So I was like, yeah, girl, don't ever, lighten your skin for anything, like, at all.
Yeah.
So it's been insane. I did get an email from a girl who is asking my permission or for my input or something, because she was wanting to do blackface for a costume. And that did not go over well. But yeah, there's been a lot of different responses, and I've just been really, I just feel insanely lucky and happy that people read it and liked it. I'm still surprised that people bring it up. I can't go anywhere. I went to Dallas Comic Con this weekend, and people were coming up to me at the bar Saturday night, and I was like, I read your article. And I was like, really? Yeah, it's been crazy.
Jamila, let me ask you, for those that are listening to this podcast that may not be familiar with cosplay or maybe never even heard the term, because a lot of people did tweet to me this morning asking, what is cosplay? Can you tell our listeners what cosplay is?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Me or
Jamila?
Yeah, I didn't know who you're talking to. Okay, go ahead.
Cosplay is costume play, and you dress up as a character from like one of your favorite fictional shows, books, movies, etc. And a lot of people, I think what I love about cosplay so much, I haven't done this, is a lot of people make their costumes from scratch. So it's this whole experience of, you know, putting this together. People get into at cons, which is usually where people cosplay at. People get into the character, like, personality and act like the character. It's just a lot of fun. Like, you love these characters so much anyway, and a way to, like, represent your love and passion for this, like, fandom is to dress up like it, and it's a lot of fun. I don't know if that's the best definition, but yeah.
And we actually have a question real quick, and feel free, you guys, if you want to ask questions as well, LaTanya, Brittany, and Angelique. But we have a question from Twitter. Robert Young asks, what advice would you give to first-time cosplayers? Chelsea, let me have you answer that question, and then Shaka and Jamila.
First-time cosplayers, like, there's a lot of advice I need to give. Basically, make sure if you sign out, even if you can't, so do something easy. Very time manageable wise, because if you're most likely your first time cosplaying, you're also probably maybe your first time going to a convention or staying over at a convention. So most of your time probably going to be preparing for gas, necessities, figuring out food costs and stuff, hotel costs, stuff like that. Because like it's kind of like a certain method you have to get into when it comes to convention planning, cosplaying, money wise, and stuff like that. So yeah, first time cosplaying, you definitely want to pick something easy or simple.
Shaka, what about you?
Well, I would just suggest you think about whatever characters that just speak to you, or just whatever designs you really like games, movies, books, whatever. And I tend to look at costumes by like breaking them down. Like, okay, let's start with this piece. How can I think about constructing that? And if you can get a good picture in your mind of, okay, I think I can figure out this is how I might be able to do this, and this is how I might be able to do that, then you can kind of start going from there and figuring out where you need to go to get this wig or these shoes or this makeup or whatever. So, I mean, I guess my biggest advice, if you're a first-time cosplayer and you're wanting to do it, is just research, research, research. So there are so many different resources out there for you. Just searching Tumblr will give you a lot of good tutorials. Cosplay.com, obviously, is a wealth of information. It's basically where everybody goes if you have a question. You can hang out on Facebook and go to people's fan pages and ask them questions. Everyone's usually really happy to help you. And, like, I mean, if I'm ever doing something, I've probably trialed and aired it into the ground. So I'll be really happy to share tips with you. And so, yeah, research, 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 and then research some more.
I would probably say the big thing is being comfortable in whatever you're cosplaying as. So, like, for me, I love Faye Valentine from Cowboy Bebop, but I would not be comfortable cosplaying as her because her costume or her outfit is limited to clothing, and I wouldn't feel comfortable walking around the con like that. I don't have the balls. A lot of, like, cosplayers do, and I give them props, but I would be really uncomfortable, and you're going to get a lot of attention at a convention. If you're cosplaying, people want to take photos of you. So if you know you're not going to be comfortable yet, start off with something that I guess is more, yeah, I think that's definitely the big one. And what I think is so awesome about cosplay is that you can, like, tailor your costume. You can do a steampunk version of whatever, a femme version of whatever. So do that. If you feel like, you know, Faye is showing too much skin, I'm going to make it a steampunk Faye and, like, layer on the clothes. So, yeah, I think it's definitely being comfortable because you will get attention and people will want to take pictures of you.
Oh, yeah, they will stalk you. They will yell at you from across the hall. They will take you down.
I've had people
follow me into the bathroom. No, that was Comic-Con this weekend. I was in the bathroom, and she was like, hey, before you go, can I get your picture? And I was like, well, can I go pee first?
It's like you're
No. Yeah, no, they don't care where you are. I've had people come up to me, and I'm, like, sitting down or on the phone, or, like, a lot of times this weekend, my boyfriend would be trying to help me put my boobs back in my corset, and he would be like, can I get a picture? And I was like, not of this. Yeah. Yeah, definitely be comfortable.
Yeah, I love attention, so I don't think that would be too worried.
Yeah.
Now, Jamal, I think you had mentioned steampunk. Can you guys tell us what steampunk is for those out there listening that don't know?
Oh, man, I'm not an expert on steampunk at all. I just always see, like, steampunk versions of things. Okay, this is probably going to be a really bad definition of steampunk, but... So don't throw rocks at me, but it's like a Victorian, it's like a Victorian, what do you call it,
steam-powered kind of stand-up. Yeah.
It's hard to describe. It's like industrial, it's Victorian, it's steam-powered.
There are a lot of watches.
Gears,
hats, stuff. I don't know. I don't really do steampunk either. It's pretty.
Yeah, it's kind of like a subgenre of, like, sci-fi. So there's, like, cyberpunk, and then there's steampunk. Yeah, definitely, like, gritty 19th century kind of stuff.
Right.
The people who do it are so good at it, though. I mean, you'll see them walking around, and they've literally got, like, moving parts and things happening on their heads. Like, I saw a really good steampunk Wonder Woman this weekend, and I was just like, girl, she was so good.
Yeah, I am, like, I'm not, like, big into steampunk, but I definitely admire it and look up to the people who put so much time into their
cosplay. It's pretty intricate.
Do you see a lot of, because I've heard the term also used in the Black community, steampunk, which I don't like that word, but anyway.
I don't know what the funk is.
I get it. That's what they're trying to do.
You
know, like, steampunk, that doesn't sit too well with me. But,
that's a horrible term.
So, like, they've worn their steampunk cosplay for too long.
Yeah, right?
No, that's what all those, like, cloths out, like, smell like when you take them all. Steampunk.
I call Afro steampunk. I don't know if you should probably, but I sometimes like the version of that.
I've never heard of this ever. Like, this is my first time.
You know, yeah, you opened my mind to like a whole like new thing.
Yeah, I don't like that term.
I'm getting really enlightened right now.
I don't like putting Afro before anything. I don't know if that's just me, but I don't like walking into a con and someone's like, oh, there's the Afro-centric ethnic version of blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't like that. Stop trying to, I don't know. I don't like that.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it.
There needs to be a dislike button on this podcast. Dislike.
Yeah, people always assume that I should cosplay as Martha because I'm black from Doctor Who. And I'm like, actually, she's my least favorite companion. And
Martha was another thing.
And that's like, I don't know if it's like technically racist, but it's like, it's somewhere in that area.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you look like Martha. I'm like, no, I'm just a black girl.
Hey, like, you guys, anybody listening to this, please don't feel like you have to cosplay Catwoman, Storm. Like, you don't have to just go through and pick from black cosplayers, you know, black characters. And don't let people make you feel like, oh, you know, you should totally be in our group, like the one token black person, and you don't even watch this show. You don't even like this movie. But people want to complete their group, so they want you to be the scary spice.
Oh,
don't feel
God.
Like you have to do that. Please don't do that. Like, no offense, like, no tea, no shade, but you do not have to be insert black character here all the time. You really don't.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you better.
You'll cosplay as like 10 things. That's it.
Yeah,
like, you're so limited.
I think that's why when you search for black characters, there are all these lists, and people are trying to compile a list so they have something to pick from, and it's like, you don't have to stick to that. You don't have to. You don't have to feel in a box like that. So, yeah.
But I used to say, like, from a person who doesn't do it very often, like the first time that I did, I picked Uhura from Star Trek.
Yeah.
Because that was the character that seemed most likely for me to actually go and cosplay.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's first-timer. It's not that big of a deal, but she was not my favorite character. In fact, I wanted to do Next Generation. But
And you can absolutely be Next Generation. You can be anything. You know, if you go and people don't want to, you know, people don't pay attention, because that will happen. I'm just going to be frank. You're going to go to a con as, like, a black version of whatever, and people are going to, like, you'll see people holding up their cameras and, like, lift it down and turn it to a Wonder Woman who actually is white. You will see that happen. That will happen, but you don't need to give a shit. Sorry, I'm not supposed to curse. You don't need to.
It's really hard not to say.
People who, like, have their friends confronting them about being a certain dark-skinned character in the group. Is it okay to give out tips?
I'm sorry, what?
Is it okay to give out tips about people being pressured into doing a dark-skinned character by their friends or a cosplay group?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
People are taking notes right now, so, yeah.
I'm taking notes.
I just want to say, if you have, like, friends who are trying to push you to that one dark-skinned token character in the anime or movie or show, remind them that you're their friend, not their token.
Yeah,
it should be respectful of what you want to cosplay or what you want to not cosplay. That's just my only advice. If they don't, if they're still trying to push you into that one character, I think you should probably get better friends.
Yeah, that's definitely not really. They're just trying to complete a collection. They're not trying to think about what you actually like and what you actually want to do. Now, if you ask someone for a specific recommendation, like, who do you think I should cosplay, that's one thing. But if someone's just like, oh, hey, we need an Uhura, or however you say her name, in our Star Trek group, can you come over here? Like, no, that's offensive to me.
It's just really weird how it's changed, because, like, or not how it's changed, but say for Halloween when I was a kid, me and four of my other friends were all Sailor Scouts, and the other four girls were white, and we just picked our favorite Sailor Scout. I mean, like, it's almost like, you know, we fought over, like, oh, I want to be Mars or whatever, but no one was ever like, oh, well, you're black, so who are you going to be? So it's weird how, like, it shifts, because, like, as an adult, if you did that, someone would, like, you know, say, oh, well, you can't be anyone because you're black. So it's just, like, weird how that changed, you know? Like, how that, like, your child brain is all like, yeah, cool, this is my favorite.
But then again, also at recess, we used to play X-Men, and they always made me be Storm. Always. They're like, no,
yeah,
you
really?
Have to be Storm. Yeah, they
yeah.
always made me be Storm. Huh. But like, for things like Halloween, it was, like, totally cool. Like, it's like, well, do whatever you want. You know, pick whatever you want.
Halloween. I think, yeah, to jump on
I'm
the,
actually...
like...
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
To jump on that really quick, I think it's, like, this like, bittersweet thing because we don't always want to cosplay as, like, the black female character, but I also get mm-hmm. really excited when I have the opportunity to, like, love a black female character, and then
oh.
I'm also able to cosplay as, like, yes, like, I have somebody that looks like me,
yes.
and that doesn't happen
yes.
often, so I'm always super excited.
Yes.
Like, I love Michonne mm-hmm. from The Walking Dead, so I'm like,
mm-hmm.
hell yeah, I'm going to cosplay as her, and it's going to be awesome,
yeah.
and I can, like, represent, but it's sad because I have to get excited about these things because they don't happen often.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
oh,
it's
my
kind
friend,
of like this bittersweet thing.
Yeah, my friend Jessie, she's Butterfly Samurai on Twitter. She's listening right now. So, hey, girl. Whenever we were watching The Walking Dead and Michonne made her first appearance, and we were both on Twitter like, it's going to be a race to see which black girl cosplayer is going to be Michonne first.
Yeah.
We get so excited. We're like, oh, man. And she's actually awesome. She has more than two lines. She's got a great costume because sometimes they won't even have a really good design. So you're like, that's not even going to be a
yeah.
first costume. Yeah, so we were really excited about her. We were like, let's see who's going to do it first.
Yeah, last year I bought like a katana to like cosplay as
mm-hmm.
her, but then I couldn't bring it into the con, so I didn't end up doing that, obviously, even though it was like blunted metal. But yeah, I'm like a huge fan of her, and I just, you get excited when there's like strong black female characters that are alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even when they give a new design to Storm, I'm like, oh yes, a new Storm I can make.
Yeah, I love Storm. Like, she's always like the default for black girls,
mm-hmm.
but like she's awesome too. So it could
yeah.
be worse. We could have somebody who. I mean, there's a lot of stereotypes out there.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, guys, we actually we have a caller on the line, so let me go ahead and bring our caller in, see if they got any questions
okay.
for us. 908 area code, what's your name? You're on the air, and where are you from?
Hey, it's John Minus from Jersey. You're your favorite
hey,
stalker.
John.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. I've heard you call into this podcast before.
I use it to get ready for my show. It's the perfect, like, it gets me in the right main, like, right state of mind for my show. I'm talking about giant robots, so
yeah.
it's not entirely related, but, you know, anime and stuff. But I had a story and I had a question. Is that okay?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
go right ahead.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so my story is I have cosplayed I cosplayed a few times. There's never any pictures, but I've been Akuma from Street Fighter, and I figured that was the easiest one because he's dark-skinned, because he's evil,
mm-hmm.
and that's how anime works. And I was Dan. And the thing is, when I was Dan from Street Fighter, Dan has a long ponytail and a bright pink karate gi. And everybody thought I was what's his name, from The Last Dragon. That's
wow.
the worst
Time
thing.
Damn,
that's
oh.
Yeah, that's the worst thing. The worst thing about black cosplaying is when you try and do something and everybody just assumes you're the black version of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no black
yeah.
person can ever be Peter Venkman. If you're black and you dress up like a Ghostbuster, you're Winston. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's true. It's very true.
When I try and explain white privilege to people, that's the example I use. Like, you're white. You can be any Ghostbuster you want
yeah,
to.
Yeah, literally. You can be anything. Kind of on that note, you just brought up, you're white, you can be anything. I had a lot of questions after I wrote my article from white cosplayers who asked me if it was offensive to me when they decided to do black characters. And I was like, only if you're trying to do black face and justify
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And they always come up with this line like, oh, you know, I just really like the skin color and I just wanted to be accurate. And, you know, I don't know if you guys heard about the controversy at Emerald City Comic Con where the father actually dressed his daughter up like Michonne, painted her brown, and brought her with two zombies. And it was the whole thing.
Oh.
Yeah, no, like.
Painted her brown.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, okay, your privilege is that you can dress up like anything, anything at all, and people will know what you are exactly, and you don't have to be the black version of this, the black version of that. It's fine if you dress up like black characters, but please, please, please don't paint yourself brown.
Black
is embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for you when you do it.
Yeah, blackface is never cute. I don't care who does it. It's not a cute look.
No, it's embarrassing. It always looks bad. Always.
It does always look bad.
Yeah, it's always like dark brown makeup, and it looks crazy.
I whenever somebody asks me that, I always say, no, you can't, because you have everything else. Leave us this, for God's sake.
Right?
Can't we just have static? Can't we just have static and be in peace?
I mean, I understand that, but I really don't want to close anybody off from anything. You know, I don't want to fight for equality and be like, hey, you should let me be anything, but you can't be anything black. You know, I don't want to close anybody off. So, I mean, I understand, and totally, I mean, when I was looking up, I just did an Akasha from Queen of the Damned at Dallas Comic Con this weekend, and when I was looking at reference pictures, I found a lot of white girls who had done the costume. They did it really well, you know, and I never stopped and was like, oh, she's white, that doesn't look right. Did they know that Aaliyah was black? Because they're totally wrong, you know? I don't know if you guys are aware, but Aaliyah was black. But, no, it's totally fine. I don't want to close anybody off from anything.
Yeah, that's true. And the one question I had was, do you got, because everybody is black girl nerds, obviously, but do you find that black men always cosplay the same thing? Because I've seen so many Static Shocks in the past 2 years. And I don't know if it's because guys are just wearing braids now or what, or like, do they like not feel, oh, Static Shock and Doctor Strange. I've seen a lot of black Doctor Stranges, and I don't know how, like, where that connection is from, but what have you guys noticed with black men cosplaying?
I personally haven't seen that many black men cosplaying as black characters. For whatever reason, I feel like I've seen a ton of Spider-Man, like black Spider-Man.
Me too.
And
well, considering that I run like a cosplay blog, and I tend to notice a lot of Static Shock. I guess it's like the male equivalent to Storm, because I have a lot of Storm costumes as well.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Spawn too.
Yeah, I also notice a lot of diversity, too. Like, I see people cosplaying as Brot or one of the doctors from Doctor Who or a Power Ranger or...
I see a lot of Iron Men.
I don't think there's anything that's because of this. I think it's more because Iron Man is, like, really coming popular lately.
Batman, too.
I see a lot of diversity in... when it comes to cosplay for black costumes in general. I just think, like, Static Shock, it could be just that Static Shock is a general good black male character, superhero, and they probably just want to represent him in cosplay. So.
Yeah. Well, Black
Panther
is black.
I get really happy whenever
black.
I see Static Shock. Because of Dwayne and Duffy, and I'm always just like,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, I know. You know, rest in peace, Dwayne McDuffy.
Yeah.
If not for him, none of us would have anybody to cosplay, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's the B-Girl and Black Manta and Icon, and, like, the list just goes on. All right, well, that's all I had to say. Thanks a lot, guys, and keep up the good work. I'm listening.
Thanks for calling.
Hey.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, till next week. Bye.
Bye-bye. We got a question on Twitter from Caramel Delight. She wants to know, are there any black cosplay conventions? And if so, when and where are they located?
Yes.
Black cosplay conventions?
Yes.
Oh, just for black?
I have a blog. Oh, my God, this is awful. I can't remember the name of it. But, yes, there are black cosplay conventions. One just happened recently. I cannot remember the exact name. I think it was East Age Comic Books.
Was it the one in New York? I know that there was, like, a day thing in New York, but I don't know that there's, like, a giant developed three-day thing just for black cosplayers.
Maybe a lot of meetups.
Yeah, oh, no, it's totally a lot of meetups. We were actually talking about this on there's a minority cosplayer group on Facebook. And we were throwing around the idea of doing, like, a black cosplayer photo shoot not any specific, you know, series or movie or game or anything, just, you know, a gathering of black cosplayers just to celebrate the fact that, hey, you know, we do this too. But we're having a hard time framing it without sounding exclusatory and racist.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't want to be, you know what I mean? You don't want to leave anything out. But at the same time, you do want something to celebrate that, hey, this is us, this is what we do, this is okay. So it's been weird.
Yeah,
we don't hate you white people. We're sorry.
All white people. I think it's good to have at least some sort of event for cosplayers of color. So it doesn't necessarily have to be exclusive to black people, but all minorities to feel comfortable in cosplaying. Because, you know, unfortunately, there is the issues, you know, of race and discrimination that comes up when you go to these larger conventions. So I think that is something that is empowering to do focus on our community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Geek Soul Brother, he asks, do people have race issues with cosplaying when kids do it?
So are you talking about, like, the Emerald City Comic Con thing? Because I had issues with that because I was a father involving his kids in that, knowing full well that it was blackface, and now you got your kids out here.
I don't think anybody's mad at the little girl. She doesn't really know any better. But if the parents do it, like, they should be held responsible. Like, you can't just say I'm trying to, like, make the part more authentic. Blackface has, like, a extremely negative and like, connotation for people of color and black people. Like, it was how white people discriminated against us and made fun of us. So it's not okay to do at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Halloween cosplay, it's
anytime,
still comes off as racist. Like, whether or not those are your intentions, that's what it's seen as. To us, at least, like, for me, and I'm sure all the girls on this podcast too.
I think what bothers me about the whole blackface thing is that there's a lot of cosplayers that would say, oh, skin color don't matter, but as soon as they come across a dark-skinned character or something, they'll go tanning or they'll go to the dark makeup. And that kind of, I feel like, contradicting what you're saying. Like, you're saying, oh, skin color doesn't matter, but I need cosplay Yoshi, so up to the skin paint and stuff like that.
And to me, it makes me feel like you're saying that my race, my identity, is nothing but a detail on a costume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you cannot go out in a store and buy my skin. You can't go out in the store. You can't do this for a day. You know, this is a lifestyle. So you can't just put this on and act like this is just something that you do for a second. You know, it's offensive to me.
Mm-hmm.
How long have each of you been cosplaying?
Well, I'm probably, like, the most newbie here. I've only been cosplaying for, like, 3 to 5 years, and I don't even really have a lot to show for it.
Yeah, no, I feel like ultra noob here. I haven't even done, I feel, any, like, hardcore cosplaying. I'm baby stepping into it. So I've done mostly Doctor Who, Doctor Who stuff, and then I'll graduate to more, like, making my own. Because Doctor Who, you can just, like, buy those specific articles of clothing. I'm not, like, sitting here sewing and stuff. But it's only been, I don't know, 2, maybe 3 years.
I've been cosplaying since 2008 was my first con. So, yeah, just about, I guess, 5 years now. Not that long. I know people who've been doing it for 10 to 15 years. So I still feel fairly new myself. But, yeah, not super long. I just spend all my money on it in the fall.
And I wanted to go back to the question I had wanted to bring up earlier about steampunk, because that sort of is a throwback to the 19th century. And, you know, whenever there's issues of representation back in another century, since history wasn't that good to us, I wanted to know from you guys, do you see a lot of, you know, black men and women dressing up in steampunk? Is that more of the minority of dressing up in cosplay, or does it really not matter for the most part?
I posted a few on my blog, and the few that you have, they're, like, really good. I never really seen anything, like, placed. I don't know if you're suggesting that as placing or anything, but most of them was, like, scientists. Or, you know, because a lot of steampunk has, like, some type of story, like, you're a nurse or something like that. But, like, I've seen, like, scientist steampunk or a warrior steampunk or a soldier or just a gentleman steampunk type of look. So, yeah. I haven't seen a lot from the African-American community, but the ones we have seen are really good.
I haven't seen many, if any, black steampunkers cosplaying, like, in real life. I can't, like, recall. I feel like a majority of the steampunk community is white. And I can't confirm, but I feel like one of my friends told me that, like, there's a lot of racism that goes on in the steampunk community. So
yeah,
I feel like I've heard that for sure. And, of course, that's not, like, every steampunker is racist. But I heard that it was there.
I've actually heard one of my coworkers last week sent me, if I'll find it, I'll tweet it later. It was a really good article about racism in the goth community. Again, Afro-goths, they call them, and, you know, people. Yeah, so I can definitely see it in the steampunk community because it's apparently pretty rampant in the goth community, which I'm admittedly not a part of, but he saw the article and sent it to me, and I was like, this is crazy. Y'all are just racist everywhere. My God.
Wow. We've actually got a couple of callers on the line waiting, so let me go ahead and bring in our first caller. 914 area code. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
My name's Jason, and I'm calling from New Rochelle, New York.
Hey, Jason.
Hi.
How are you?
What's going on? I caught the message on Twitter from Girl Gone Geek. I'm actually I'm a new fan of hers, so she might recognize. I was like, let me come through and support. Actually, I heard the question about if there were black cosplay conventions. I'll be honest, even researching myself for the work that my group does, I haven't seen any full conventions, but I know that it's much bigger than I was aware of. I was just in Philly this past weekend for ECBACC, East Coast Black Age Comic Convention. They had cosplay in effect there. That was a 2-day event. The Caribbean, which I really was surprised, the Caribbean is very big on the cosplay scene. In Barbados in August, they have AnimeCon. Actually, I'm sure you ladies.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, no, I'm sure you ladies would be aware of her. Yaya Han, she's gonna be. Gonna be at AnimeCon this year as well. So
she's awesome.
Yaya's
a sweetheart.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. With all the things I deal with, I see no person who could like post a picture and have like 5,000 likes in a couple seconds.
Yaya is kind of a force of nature.
Yeah, so definitely. But I mean, just on a whole, like I'm kind of coming across the black girl geek thing online, and it's amazing to find it out. I'm one of those people. Long story short, my group, we've been putting out a book for the past couple of years, and we had an experience in Hollywood, basically, where they told us, you know, your story's great, we love it, but we're not going to put money behind it. Perhaps you should, you know, make your characters white. So the race issue has always been a prevalent thing. And, you know, coming off of this convention, it's just kind of that reaffirming force that, you know what, male, female, we're out here, and, you know, the market is just as big. And I just kind of love seeing things that are bringing that to the people and not making it seem like it's such a rarity that we're here, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
What is your project about, if you don't mind me asking?
Not a problem. Long story short, it's three brothers who were, they're the children of a long-time defunct project. It's sort of like a playoff of the Tuskegee Airmen. Government, you know, a government-issued project that was eventually deemed a failure. come to find out that the successes of the project didn't happen in the actual soldiers they dealt with, but in their kids. So now we deal with the story of the government recollection of the kids, what they do with them, what they do with the family members still surviving, and it's sort of like a, it's sort of like this big rediscovery tale of these three brothers.
Wow.
Yeah, well, we actually just won 2013 fan favorite award at ECBACC this weekend. So we're kind of, you know, we're just trying to push and get that out. Just get some more faces like us to the public, you know.
That's well, awesome. Email Jamie at blackgirlnerds.com, and I'd love to write a feature about your project and, you know, just put out some more press on it.
That's amazing. I definitely appreciate it. You know, whatever we could do to, you know, support each other, I think is
absolutely
an amazing thing.
Gotta support each other, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Hey, thank you for having the platform.
Bye.
Have a great night.
Take care. Is somebody washing dishes in the background or something?
Yeah, I keep hearing
them.
Like,
I hear it
sounds too. Like someone's underwater.
Underwater. I don't know what's going on.
Is someone calling in from, like, a pool? From, like, literally inside of a pool?
Like, wind or something. I was like, am I hearing wind?
Yeah.
Like, what is that? Yeah. I had no clue what that was.
I don't know what it is with this podcast and water, because last week we had a guy calling from his shower, so.
What?
Yeah, it was pretty fantastic.
That is dedication.
His call went out, and it just sounded like he died or something.
Yeah.
Was he
yeah.
literally, like, coding in the shower? Because that's boss. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. That is dedication to the craft.
All right. We got a few more callers calling in, so I'm going to go ahead and bring our next caller in. Area code 301. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Yo, what's up? CJ from Three Black Geeks.
Hey, CJ. What's up?
Hey.
Yo, what's up? Yeah, I'm showing my age when I explain this, but yeah, the whole racism and cosplay thing, that's been going on since I was like in high school, starting out going to anime conventions. So this is like going back to like 2000 actually. That's when me and my friends.
Oh yeah,
started,
it's not
like,
a new thing.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's when we started going to anime conventions and stuff, and it's amazing because like even back then, and it kind of ties into what I'm saying. I think black guys have it more easier in terms of diversing, in terms of what they can cosplay, because we don't necessarily have to cosplay as a black character. I could cosplay as Ryu, and nobody's going to say anything. That's fact. Mm-hmm. I cosplay as Ryu, or I had a friend that cosplayed as Yun and Yang from the Street Fighter 3 series and stuff. Nobody said anything because the costume was accurate, and he looked the part and stuff, even though he was darker than me, actually. Nobody said anything. But it kind of amazes me that even back then, though, I remember seeing a girl, she dressed up as a black Chun-Li, and she got a lot of crap at a convention I would do. And I was just like, what's the problem? Like, yo, I thought she looked very nice as Chun-Li. It was accurate as I don't know what. So it's like, to see that back then, and then it's like now, it's like I'm not shocked that people are shocked that there's racism, but it's like, yeah, it's been going on for a while. I think because the conventions are has gotten bigger since then, it's starting to become a big limelight now. And people are finally like, oh, wow, racism is involved in this community now? Oh, my God, you know, and it kind of sucks seeing that, but then it just kind of baffles me that it's still going on now. It's like 2013, 13 years later, there's racism in cosplay still. You know, I thought people would be over that, but I guess not, you know. And
yeah.
It's kind of a shame that women specifically are getting the crap in and the stick on that as well. I mean, you barely hear about a black guy catching racism for it, but a black woman, how dare she, you know, dress up as a Sailor Scout, or how dare she dress, it's like, come on, really, you know, I thought we were bigger than this, you know, and the cosplay community is like the most tight-knit community that you could be around, so that's even more shocking, if anything, so,
mm-hmm.
You know, but it's more so a question, I also have a question, though. In terms of the conventions, like you two guys have gone to, have y'all gone to like any of the like major like East Coast like anime conventions, or just any sort of convention stuff, or y'all just kind of like just depends on whichever convention y'all just choose to go to?
I go to anything I can get off work for.
No. I can afford. But
if I can get the time off work, I am there.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
for me,
I've been to
mostly New York Comic-Con.
Oh, okay. Have you been to any of the other, like, anime conventions, or is it just any just major specific ones that you just have an interest?
No, just, like, well, a couple years ago, it used to be, like, Anime Fest and Comic-Con, and then they kind of got rid of Anime Fest and made it smaller and smaller, which sucks. But, no, I haven't been to, like, an anime-specific one.
Yeah. Just to recommend...
I'm going to be at Otakon in July, so I'll be at that. That will be my first year, but I've been to New York Comic Con. I've done a Dallas Comic Con, Dragon Con, A-Con, San Diego Comic Con. I like calling the conventions, obviously.
Yeah. Just throwing out a recommendation, though, because, like, Otakon, that's definitely a good one to go to and stuff like that. I might be there. I don't know, but...
Otakon is
going to
be amazing this year.
Wow, yeah, it is. Last year it was phenomenal, only because, like I said, you know, Green Ranger with Power Rangers there, and I think that was the reason why it was huge, because everybody wanted to see him. But there were a couple of people there too. But Otakon, that was my first convention I went to back in 2000, and like it's gotten like supremely huge since then. But there are other ones there, like you got Anime USA, that's a huge one on the East Coast a little bit.
Yeah.
Capcom, that's a huge one too as well. That's at the National Harbor and stuff. And MAGFest, that's another one that's, like, big and stuff like that. But MAGFest is more like a gaming convention, but people still do tons of cosplay. That, actually, if anything, there are a lot of people that do steampunk at MAGFest. There's a lot of steampunk cosplayers at MAGFest. And that kind of, like, took me aback a little bit because I barely see it at any anime conventions. And then to go there, it's, like, a lot. Like, everybody's dressed up. And that kind of hit me to that. You know, steampunk culture and stuff. But I'm like, okay, what is this? I don't get this. But yeah, it's y'all girls keep doing your thing, and thanks. Appreciate talking to you.
Thank you.
Talking to you.
Thanks, CJ. Right. Appreciate you calling in.
All right, no problem. Later.
Take care.
That tripped me out for a second. My boyfriend's name is CJ, and I was like, what are you doing? No. Yeah.
All right, we got another caller on hold, so let me go ahead and bring them on. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Who, me?
Yeah, is this Marmoire 82?
Yes, it is.
Hey.
Hey.
How's
it going?
Hi. Hi. What's going on, everybody?
Nothing much. What do you got to add to the combo?
No, I'm just one of the people that are shocked about the racism that goes on within cosplaying, because I'm pretty much a hermit. I've known nothing about cosplay, but after hearing everything that goes on, I'm shocked, because I would feel that anime and cosplay fans were, like, the last people to be racist, because it's more of an outsider thing. And to learn that the outsiders are even discriminating, that's a little cold. I don't know what to really say about that. So, yeah.
You'd be surprised.
I mean, I think also it's just people are surprised when that racism still exists if you don't hear about it much. And racist people kind of try and find any kind of outlet that they can insert their racism into and try and have an excuse as to why, like, they have these racist opinions. Like, oh, black people should only cosplay as black characters. Like, that person probably has some, like, prejudiced opinions, and that's their way of kind of getting out their BS, pretty much.
Yeah.
Racism exists. Like, it happens. So wherever there's black or people of color in a place where they're predominantly, like, not prevalent, which also is probably due to, like, a lot of racism and discrimination, like, people are going to attack on that. I don't know if you have a question, but, like, the example of we're thinking about making the Human Torch a black actor, and, like,
I've
there's all these, this racism going
and
on.
People
with that,
are
like,
losing their
Oh, yeah, they're not
happy
about that.
Totally. I'm just like, Jesus Christ, it's a movie.
Yeah, I'm like, you don't hear a lot of other people complaining when Hollywood whitewashes all these other characters. So, like, if it doesn't change who he is, like, who he is as a character, then let it be.
but yeah.
I mean, I really didn't have a question. I was just calling in to talk about shock about the situation. And it's just, it kind of deters me from wanting to go to any type of con because I...
No.
Yeah, please don't let it scare you.
It's so much fun. Like, cons are amazing. Like, I mean, for my opinion, like, the most I've heard is, like, you should be Martha from Doctor Who because she's black. And I feel like a lot of that is, like, not blatant. It's very, like, innocent and ignorant.
Right.
No, cons are a lot of fun. Like, you shouldn't let, like, these people stop you from, you know, enjoying what you're a fan of. And that goes, like, with anything in life. Like, there's going to be evil people anywhere. So don't let them stop you.
Yeah, don't get to
I've been really worried
that
all of the negative press would scare people away and think, oh, man, if I go to a con, people are going to throw eggs at me and call me names. No, like, it's absolutely still really fun, and it's really just, it's, don't let it bother you. Just seriously, don't let it bother you.
And it's more than likely just it's a remote few. It's not a large community of people that have that attitude. It's just
and they don't have the balls to say it to your face either. They'll do it online after the con, so you'll have so much fun at the convention. It won't start until you get home, and they don't have to look at your face. They'll probably, a lot of times, they'll take your picture, and then they'll put it online and start doing this stuff. Like, I mean, they're chickens. They don't. Whatever.
Yeah, exactly. One last thing, who was the guy who was talking before CJ? Because that sounded like an interesting project, and I would like to know if he needed a writer. So I'm kind
awesome.
Of pouring myself out right now. So.
Yeah, I didn't catch his name, but I told him to email me. So,
I think his name is Jason.
Okay.
Hopefully he's listening.
Yeah, hopefully he's listening. If he emails me, I'll make sure I get you guys to connect.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
I was about to say thank you
for
listening.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Just to piggyback off of what was discussed, Latrice said it best with her tweet. She said, racism and sexism is rampant in geekdom.
Mm-hmm.
Funny,
oh,
a community
yep.
that's used to and being shunned down. Loves to do the same to others. So, great tweet. We've got some more callers itching to talk to us, so I'm just going to keep it moving.
Bring Jessie on. She's tweeting me. Let me on the show.
All righty. Area code 914. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, is this me? Am I live now?
Oh, I am so sorry. Okay, you're staying on hold? Hello?
No, can you hear me? I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. What's your name? Where are you from?
Oh, hey. I'm DJ Ron Ness, and I'm from Brooklyn, New York City area.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. I'd like to say that I heard about this on Facebook on Friday. And I'm like, you know, I gotta get in on it. I gotta understand what's up. So, and I've been listening. So if I come off a little angsty, a little pissed, forgive me. Because I'm listening and I'm like, maybe because where I grew up, I've never had to deal with any of this. I mean, I've never had to deal with the fact of racism and cosplay. Half the time, I've gotten flack from my own peoples, and I'm like, you know what? I really don't care. I'm just going to cosplay just for the sake of it. I just do it for fun. I don't care about the attention. That's what I've been doing for the last 15 years. I mean, I used to run with people, like, if you remember Cardcaptor Will, and he's a guy who's been doing it for just as long as I have.
Yeah.
So your experience is that you haven't really encountered any issues of racism when you've cosplayed, is what you're saying?
No, never. I do remember once I was at Animazement and I was cosplaying Ranma because that's my trademark. And this one girl, she's like, oh my God, I can't believe you cosplay. My boyfriend says black people don't cosplay. I'm like, what?
Boyfriend was wrong.
She's dating a black guy, and he just has this dumbfounded look, and I'm like, hey, we're here. And I also do like photo shoots and so forth, and I've never heard about photographers not picking cosplayers because of their skin color. I've always saw the issue as of the size. And for me, it doesn't matter what size you are, as long as you can rock the cosplay, just go ahead and do it and have fun with it.
Yeah, that's a big issue, too. I for just 2 seconds, want to touch on something. I think you said something about getting questions from, you know, other black people. Like, maybe, I don't know if this has happened to you, but a lot of times I'll be at a convention, like Dragon Con last year.
Right.
I was walking around at night, and I wasn't even in a costume. Like, I just had on a wig and a dress, you know, Dragon Con at night. I wanted to be comfortable, but still, you know, be part of the fun. So I'm walking through the food court, and the food court is filled with people in costume, filled with white people in costume. And there is a black woman working one of the little food carts or whatever. She watches all these different costumes walk back and forth over and over and over again, spots me, comes over to me, and is like, so what are you supposed to be? What are you doing? Why are you wearing that? And I was like, I'm not even really dressed up. I'm just wearing a wig. Like, there's an Iron Man over there. You don't have questions for him. But it was me specifically. For some reason, after I left, she tracked me down again and was like, no, seriously, are you Nicki Minaj? Are you Lil' Kim? Are you this? Are you that? And it was like, she thought that I specifically, because I was another black female, I owed her an explanation for my shenanigans. But all these other people could be walking around dressed like whatever, but what are you doing? You know.
Okay. Now,
I've seen that
a
lot too.
Yeah. Okay. I understand where you come from. That kind of falls under the whole Uncle Ruckus syndrome. It's like they're looking at us like, who's the you? Because let me tell you something. When I started cosplaying, my mother told me go have fun, roll with it. My grandmother thought I was a complete and total sellout. When I showed up at her house with an issue of An America, yes, I'm dating myself here, dressed as. Put that down in this because I did because it was fun. It was a dare. It did fun. Oh, she smiled and that was the greatest thing ever. And for all these years, I do all these cosplays and people are looking at me like I'm some type of forerunner in black cosplay. I'm not no forerunner. I'm just doing something because it's fun.
I'm just happy that you gave me the phrase Uncle Ruckus Syndrome.
Yes.
That's what it is. If you think about it, that's what
amazing.
It is.
I just tweeted that. I'm like Uncle Ruckus Syndrome.
Yeah.
and another quick story, the premiere of the Wii. I show up as Luigi, and that's like my second cosplay people know me for. I leave Nintendo World, go find something to eat. I'm over by Toys R Us. I see a bunch of brothers going, oh, I didn't know Luigi was black. I turn around and go, and my best battle voice, I'm not the black. I'm a Sicilian. Watch what you say there. And they all found it hilarious.
I've been Luigi before, too. Me and my friend, who's also black, have been like Luigi and Mario.
Mm-hmm. And we mentioned steampunk earlier. I have actually heard that phrase before, but not as a phrase for black steampunk cosplay. I actually know a guy who runs a company called Steampunk Productions, which is steampunk, anime, cosplay, a whole lot of geek stuff. That's just the banner that he rolls with.
Oh, okay, yeah, because I've seen, you know, when I Google the term, I see a lot of images and even websites that show images of black steampunk players, so they use the term either Afro steampunk or just steampunk, and I'm like, oh, okay, I don't like the word.
Oh, wow,
okay.
I'm sorry, I was like, that term sucks, that's the worst term, it's like, tell your friend I'm sorry.
I will. You can find him as a count named Slick Brass. That's all him.
Okay. All right.
Shaka, I mean, I read your article. I understand exactly where you're coming from, but I guess it's my view on it. I'm like, the racism is going to be there. It ain't going away. I just feel know what? If they're going to run their mouth, let them run their mouth. I'm not going to say anything to them. I'm just going to go and just roll and go with it and do what I got to do.
Oh, yeah, me too. I don't for 2 seconds think that anything is ever going to stop me. I wrote it because I wanted to share my experiences, and I thought it needed to be talked about. You'd be surprised how many cosplayers that aren't Black were surprised that people were even saying things to us. They had no idea that people were telling us that we couldn't cosplay. They had no idea at all. And so now that it's out there and now that they're aware of it, I mean, I don't know, maybe they can help police some of it, or maybe people will think twice before they say something. Or like, one of the girls who emailed me was, she did a Team Rocket cosplay, and I don't know if you guys saw this, it was all over Tumblr, but someone had written a really racist, rewrite of the Team Rocket theme, and it was like, to protect the world from Ratchet Station or whatever, and that really hurt her. That really hurt her, and she was like, I'm just really happy someone put it out there, like, hey, this is not okay. These are real people. We can see what you're saying on Tumblr. We can see what you're saying on Twitter. We can see what you're saying, and it's not okay. I mean, I'm never going to stop for 2 seconds at all, ever. want people to know that, hey, it happens to a lot of us, and you don't have to let it bother you.
Yeah, cool. I want to jump in really quick on that. I feel like, these things aren't going to go away, and it's not going to stop us, but I personally feel responsible to talk about these things, being like a Black geek, and as we all know, like, there aren't that many of us out there. So
excuse
me.
I don't mean to interrupt, but the fact that you say there's not many of you out there. No, I know a lot of Black geeks and all this. We're just chilling, having a good time, you know?
No, there are a lot of us. I mean, we know there are a lot of us, but others don't. I mean, I've gotten the, like, oh, you're, not only are you a girl and a geek, but you're, like, you're a Black girl and a geek. I've heard that countless times. So
I feel,
I have my blog that I have this platform to discuss these things that a lot of, like, white people don't realize. Like, I've had a friend that I wrote an article about, you know, what happened, where all the women of color in science fiction. And a lot of people don't realize how important it is for us to be represented in these fandoms and genres that we love. And despite the fact that this little blog post might not make a big deal or a big impact for, like, this issue, it's going to make people aware. And, like, who knows? It's the internet. Like, your article blew up. Like, you never know what these little things can do, and it's better than just staying quiet and accepting, like, this is just what it is. Like, we can't just be complacent. Yeah, if we just keep our mouth shut and accept it.
Nothing will ever change if we don't say anything.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And we'll still cosplay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
No problem. Hey, anytime. Like I said, I've been doing this for 15 years. I run my own site. I do a whole lot of stuff. So, you know, I understand. I just wanted to say, you know, it's not all as bad as you think. There's a lot more positives. There's a lot of this and a lot of that, and it's all good. And before I bounce, Shaka, if you ever make your way to the East Coast, like New England, Oticon, whatever, and you do Venus, I am bringing back Human Artemis, so I got you.
I will bring my Venus to Oticon if you promise to bring your Artemis. That would be so great.
if you follow me on Twitter or Facebook, you'll see pictures of it coming up in 2 weeks at Anime Next. And I will definitely have an Oticon.
Yeah. All right. What we're going to do this. We're going to be Black Venus and Black Human Artemis, and we're just going to blow people's minds.
They're
not going to know what to do.
True that.
Beautiful
thing.
Okay,
thank
Black
you.
Rumors.
Hey, no problem.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
That's a beautiful thing. Black girl nerds bringing cosplayers together. Love it. Love it.
For real. I just found a new cosplay buddy. This is exciting. I never have cosplay buddies.
All right. So we got some more people holding. Sorry for the long wait, you guys. Area code 843, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hello, it's Butterfly Samurai here. Jesse.
Hey.
Hello. Finally.
You guys, this girl is like an OG Black cosplayer. Like, when I first started, like, she was one of the ones I looked up to. Like, I saw her pictures and I was like, oh my god, I can do this too. Yeah, no, she's been at this forever.
I know, but you're like way better than me now.
Shut up.
Anyway, I don't remember what I had to say.
How long
have I been
cosplaying?
I've been cosplaying for 13 years.
Wow.
Since 2001.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would you say?
I guess I wanted to play devil's advocate a little bit, because that's, Shaka knows I'm good at that. Do we think that, you know, white people just don't get it? They just don't understand black cosplayers. And I know that I was recently looking at some Instagram pictures from ASIN, which just happened this past weekend, and there was a caption where the girl was like, "We just wanted to take pictures with random black people." And
what?
It's just like black people are...
Wow.
Yeah,
serious? That's
a
special
right there. So it's just like, I guess they think we're more of a spectacle at conventions than, you know, actual attendees, even though, you know, we are there. But I just think white people don't get it. They just don't understand.
They can't because they don't understand. They're not an other. You know, like they can try, they can be as empathetic as they want to, but at the end of the day, you know, they can walk back into the crowd and no one is going to look at them twice if they're, like right now I'm wearing Fiona. No one's going to look twice at a white girl being Fiona. She'll always
right.
be accurate, quote unquote. They'll never have to deal with being, quote unquote, inaccurate unless they choose to do one of the very few characters that aren't white. You know, so I don't think they get it. But I don't think it's possible for them to fully understand it.
I think it's hard for them, too. They don't understand. As a black cosplayer, you are never good enough. Even if you are good, you're not great. And
you'll always be a black cosplayer and not a cosplayer.
Correct.
Yeah, that's why, that we're even having this podcast, because we're black cosplayers. We're not just cosplayers. We're never just going to be cosplayers. They will always see that we're black first.
Yep.
Because recently, I did enter a contest. I don't enter contests much. And I got picked, another Black Widow, a white Black Widow, got picked over mine. I was like, there ain't no way her costume was better than mine. I'm biased towards my own stuff. So, yeah, I was like, no, she won't better. It was just because she was white.
No. I wish I could say that doesn't happen, but the reality is that it does happen.
Yeah. Well, that's all I really had to say. I just want to say, hey, Shaka.
Hey, I'm so glad you're able to call in.
All right. Okay. I'll finish listening to the podcast and let you guys keep going. Bye-bye.
Thanks for being patient.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye.
My
sorry, my friends have been threatening to call in all day. The first one that managed to get through, I guess.
My friends don't know what cosplaying is.
Friends are still waiting, so let's see here. We got 978 area code. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
I am Byron D0, and I hail from Lowell, Massachusetts.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Okay, so my backstory. I've been cosplaying for about 10 years now. Black cosplayer, too. I'm actually friends with DJ Ranma. I met him at anime, at the very first Anime Boston.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, he was kind of like my guide through a lot of the highs and lows. We've had our ups and downs. We've been through drama, but he's still one of my closest friends in the cosplay circuit.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we're actually two of the old dogs of this cosplay scene on the East Coast. He's a little more well known than I am, but it's like we know what's up. And what kind of conventions?
Yeah, what conventions do you guys go to?
Usually these days we just meet up at like New York Comic Con, Anime Next. Anime Boston. Anime Boston not so much because their schedule in conflict with Anime Boston for a lot of people now. So he usually can't make that one, but New York Comic Con, and then sometimes we just meet together in New York and just chill. and to when I can afford it, Otakon. Although it's been 5 years since I've been able to afford to go to
Ma'am?
Otakon.
In yeah. Florence,
mm-hmm.
over by South Florence High School.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Yep.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay. Yeah, the cross signal.
I don't know the name of the company's Revolution Report.
You got some background there.
Why is that?
Sorry about that. Okay.
It almost sounded like we had another call.
It did.
Yeah.
Right? I was like, is someone talking to their mom?
Oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, it was really weird.
Yeah, it was weird. But, yeah, like I was saying, those are the cons that we usually frequent. Now, I dealt with a bit of my own cosplay racism last year and about 4 or 5, I think maybe 6 years ago. The first time I ever dealt with it was on 4chan. I used to be my trademark character back in the day before I started growing dreadlocks was Verona Zoro from One Piece. So I started out kind of lazy with it, and then I went all out more and more each year. Started my hair. I even got my ears pierced. So I could have that kind of costume. And I've got like a natural muscular build, so that was easy enough for me to pull off a Zoro.
Can we get pictures of this? Because we're on Twitter talking about how you sound really hot and. Maybe.
You're
that's
my
dream.
I'm so happy you asked because I was going to ask. So I'm so happy that just happened. I'm so happy.
No, I've
been really happy with
all
these lately. Jesus.
Sorry.
I'll post a link to some of my pictures later on in the forums when I can actually get to my keyboard. But yeah,
okay,
I did. Yep, and then you know, a couple of people were just dropping the N bomb on 4chan about one of my Zoro pictures. They didn't say anything. I mean, it's par for the course. I didn't really deal with it too much. I was a little hurt at the time.
Yeah.
I was in my mid-20s at the time, so. You know, I was early 20s. I was like, I want to say 23, 24. So I was actually a little more sensitive then. I'm 30 now, going on 31, and now I don't. It's very hard to get me to care to get me to care about other people's opinions of me. So that's why I'm with racism in general. And to better explain the second instance, I need to ask, anyone here a Super Sentai fan? You know, Japanese
mm-hmm.
Power Rangers.
Yeah, that's the original Japanese Power Rangers.
Yes.
Nah, I'm Mighty Morphin all the way.
Okay. Well, I did a cosplay from this anniversary series of Super Sentai called Kaizoku Sentai Gokaiger. The lead ranger, he was the red, his name was Captain Marvelous. I did a civilian outfit. It was a piratey themed outfit, this was at Anime Boston last year. I had an interview with one of my friends who was working for Nerd Caliber. She interviewed me, and then
Nerd Caliber.
Yes. My friend Shauna, she was cosplaying as Princess Krakey at the time. Yeah, she put it, the article I posted, and then some kid down in South America who was also a Sentai fan. He says a joke, this N-word just done messed up Gokaiger for me. And then someone posted, a friend of a friend posted this to me, let me know what happened, because I didn't think anything of it. And as soon as that happened, I wasn't necessarily hurt, but I'm just like, oh, really? Because I'm just like, oh, you're going to try and make an ass out of me in front of everyone in South America. No, I'm not going to let that pass. Because while I don't get offended, I'm very prideful, and when you try to do something like that to me, I will bring down the wrath of hell upon you. But yeah, and then I basically had every single ally that I had in the cosplay community like ripping him a new one, And then after a little while, I felt bad because, you know, I still haven't found a way to seriously remove my conscience yet. And I talked to him about it. I said, yes, bear in mind, this is the internet. Things like this come full circle. Even if you are joking, just bear in mind, freedom of speech works both ways.
Mm-hmm.
You can say whatever you want, but I can say whatever I want about you too. And now we're actually Facebook friends.
Huh.
And yeah, like he said, he was sorry. I'm not racist. I didn't think anything of it. I was just joking. I'm like, look, it's cool. I forgive you. No big deal. Because
I mean,
that's
his idea of a joke, though.
Mm-hmm.
I have very thick skin, and you know, stupid is what stupid does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said, I'm 30 years old. I'm too old for this shit. Pardon my language.
It's okay.
it's not a big deal for me. I understand for a lot of people it is a big deal, and it should be a big deal. But I also I'm also a big fan of just the whole idea of doing what you want in general. So I guess I'm kind of contradicting myself, I guess. I'm sorry if it seems...
No, I mean, I'm following you. I follow you.
Yeah. And, you know, to anyone who says anything along the lines of, like, I shouldn't cosplay this or cosplay that, I do whatever the fuck I want. You're an ass man.
Well, all right then.
I have a fair amount of notoriety on the internet at this point in my life. So, if you got a problem with me, you take it up with me. You take it up with my fans. You'll lose, but whatever. Challenge accepted.
Yeah.
And I'm also one of those cosplayers. Like, if I don't feel like wearing a wig, I won't wear a wig as well.
See, now here is where we're going to start to disagree.
Okay. No, let me rephrase that.
I think you should wear a wig. I think it always makes it look better. I think
if
a costume is so big and it's so bright, you always look better with a wig. Always.
Yes. Oh, no, I totally agree. But
mm-hmm.
I said I have dreadlocks now. They're down to my back. They're almost down to the small of my back, so it's hard for me to wear wigs. I'm doing Shizuo Hawajima from Durarara, and right now I'm in Starving Artist mode, so I don't have the money to buy a wig right now. So I'm just going to I know that I'm going to pay for it later in some capacity. But I'm just like, I want to do it. Fire away, internet, have your fun.
All right.
Yep. I don't really have too much else to say. Sorry.
Oh, no, I didn't want to interrupt you, but we actually got to wrap up pretty soon. But I really appreciate your comments.
Thank you so much.
And tweet us that photo, because we are still waiting.
We are still waiting.
I am single, if anyone's interested. Since you're asking all this, I am single, by the way, so, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And if you're coming to the East Coast, Boston is a good time. If you ever want to come by, it's usually Easter weekend or Memorial Day weekend, whichever one they feel like doing. There's also PAX East, and there's Boston Comic Con, and
mm-hmm.
New York Comic Con. Yeah, thank you so much for letting me talk. And I'll post something. I'll post something on Twitter. Yep. And y'all take it easy.
No problem.
All right.
Alrighty. So we'll probably get cut off, guys. But you can listen into the rest of the podcast when it downloads. But before we go, I just want to get everybody to give out all of their information where they can be contacted. Your website addresses, your Twitter handles. We'll start with Shaka, Chelsea, and then Jamila.
Okay. Again, I'm Shaka. You can find me on Twitter at Princessology, like princess, and then ology, like biology. I write for Nerd Caliber. I write for the Mary Sue. I work at Funimation, and you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/princessmentalitycosplay.
Okay. So Vacy Chubb here. You can find my Tumblr blog, Cosplaying Rosetta, of course, Tumblr. Also run the Facebook blog that goes by the same name, Cosplaying While Black. All one word, no underscores or anything like that. And that's basically it.
Hi, I'm Jamila again. My blog is girlgonegeekblog.com. And on Twitter, I'm girl_gone_geek. And that's the same for Instagram. And Facebook is facebook.com/girlgonegeekblog.
All right. Well, thank you, girls, for talking to us tonight. This was a great podcast. Apologize for all of you guys that didn't get a chance to get on the air. There was a lot of callers tonight. Obviously, this is a very hot topic.
We should do a part two.
We should do a part two. Yes.
Yes. Encore.
Yes.
I'm all for it. I'm totally down.
I'm totally in for part two.
Yay. Cool. So we'll schedule a part two of our podcast. And thank you to our co-hosts tonight, Brittany, Angelique, and LaTanya, for joining in.
Of course.
Yay.
And next week, we will discuss our favorite nerdified content on BBC America. So we will have a Doctor Who podcast.
Woo-hoo!
Jamila will be back. Angelique will be on the podcast. She's pretty much going to be hosting. I'm just throwing it out there. She's pretty much going to be hosting. I'm going to be in
the
background.
She's
going to take the wheel. And we're going to talk about Doctor Who. We're also going to talk about Orphan Black and Nerdist. We'll have special guests, Uncle Aaron and Geek Soul Brother will be with us. So tune in next week. It'll still be at Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate it. You guys take care.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.